Ladies and gentlemen, let's find our seats. If you're sitting at the end of an aisle and you could scooch in toward the middle, we're going to have a full house here. So please place your baggage in the bins above and then move to your seat quickly to your seats so that we can launch on time. Sitting towards the center means our latecomers don't have to climb over you to get a seat. Okay, folks, I have one quick announcement, and then we're going to bring up our featured keynote speaker. How many of you guys have tickets for tonight for the dessert and panel? Okay, so you're where they all went. All right, we do have a few seats left for tonight. I need you to scan the code on the back of your agenda ASAP and pay the little meager $30 to have dessert and to hear from our extraordinarily experienced panel what they see as the challenges and opportunities in the real estate market, and most importantly, tell you what they are doing right now to take advantage of them. That is tonight at 7:30, okay? It's going to be John Heyer, Pete Fortunato, Sam Worf, Tom Barry, and myself. I promise you it's worth your $30, even if you don't eat $30 worth of dessert, which I trust y'all to do. I've seen you all with those buffets, and I trust that you're going to get your $30 worth of cake and whatnot. So, boy, I cannot tell you how tickled I am to be able to have Marshall Silver here for us today. It's like whenever, like years when he's not here, all I hear is, Marshall, 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 when's Marshall coming back? So for those of you who have not had the pleasure, this video right here is going to explain why this is so exciting.
Entertainer, educator, and author Marshall Silver has been appearing live on stage for over 45 years. The media calls him the world's leading expert in subconscious reprogramming and irresistible influence. His fans call him the greatest hypnotist of all time. From his humble beginnings as a poor farm boy growing up in a home with no running water, electricity, or phones, he has been a product of his products, transforming his life into that of the rich and famous. He is the most televised hypnotist in history, with multiple appearances on Howard Stern, Montel Williams, and many more. He's the only hypnotist to ever appear on Late Night with David Letterman a record 5 times, even bumping the top 10 list. Letterman said, for all your hypnotic needs, Marshall Silver is the man to see. On the Dr. Joey Brown Show, he cured 10 phobias in under an hour. He has created and stars in the world's largest hypnotic production show, Real Hypnosis Really Funny, and has appeared on the main stage of Caesars, Planet Hollywood, Paris, the Palms, the Stratosphere Hotels in Las Vegas, and many more. His books are published by Simon & Schuster and have been published in multiple languages. His life-changing audio and video programs have changed millions of lives around the globe. His top-rated infomercial, Passion, Profit, and Power, did over $100 million in sales the very first year. As an educator, Marshall has shared the stage with Donald Trump, Susie Orman, Presidents Clinton, Ford, Bush. Zig Ziglar said that Marshall was one of the most dynamic speakers he had ever shared the stage with. His live events on becoming financially independent, creating passionate, lasting relationships, and changing your life have broken attendance records worldwide. Taiwan, he simultaneously hypnotized over 5,000 people through an interpreter. He is the go-to authority on all things regarding hypnosis or persuasion and influence. His 3 babies, Sterling, Maximus, and Prosperity, were all born at home via hypnosis with no pain, no drugs, and no doctors. Prosperity's birth was live streamed with thousands of viewers watching. Whether he's flying around on private jets to change people's lives, or lounging at his 17,000 square foot home in Las Vegas, or his waterfront home in Southern California, Marshall Silver is an example of what he teaches. Now here he is, the millionaire maker himself, Marshall Silver.
Oh yeah. You can do better than that. Oh my gosh. It's been, I think, at least 7 years. Oh, well, maybe I've longed for you more than that. Come here, give me a hug. Oh, that's so nice. No, I'm not going anywhere. That's so nice. Oh, I like long hugs. How about you? Please, everybody, big round of applause for our host. Made you feel awesome. Something about that felt awkward. I'm not sure what it was. Almost like she didn't like my hug. I love you, though. Took a lot to get here. We had equipment challenges yesterday. My deepest apologies for not being with you last night. So this morning, instead, I'm just going to hypnotize everybody. Move your watches forward 3 hours, make you think you had a good time. That's what I'm going to do. By a show of hands, my name is Marshall Silver. They call me the Millionaire Maker. By a show of hands, who would like more money? Put your hand up and say, oh, yeah. And not every single hand in the place went up. If your hand did not go up, please tell me what you're doing. I'll be your best student. By show of hands, who in this room would love to lose a pound or two this morning? Put your hand up and say, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right. If you're having a hard time getting that heavy sucker in the air, have the person beside you help you lift it up. By show of hands, who in this room would love to become a non-smoker this morning? Put your hand way high or just hack, I'll find you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Big round of applause for our team as well. Thanks, Drew. Drew looks underwhelmed by that. He does. Who here? I see that. I see that. By a show of hands, who in the room would love more passion in their personal, intimate relationship? Put your hand up and say, oh, yeah. If you came here with somebody, they put their hand up. You did not. You should be paying attention. Who in this room is single and would love to create an awesome, passionate relationship? Put your hand up and say, oh, yeah. Put them up high. Put them up way high. No, keep them up. Put them up. Look around the room. See if there's anything you might be interested in. I'm serious, baby. You got a market. You got a market. Who thinks this morning I may try to sell you something? I will not let you down. No, in fact, I'm not going to try to sell you anything. I'm going to sell you something. It's good for me. It's good for you. It's good for the entire economy. Everybody wins. Now, I do not sell books and tapes, videos, and those training materials. I give those away for free. I also have pockets literally bloating with cash to give away for free. Who wants free stuff? Put your hand up. Say, oh, yeah. Yeah. Keep your hand up now for a second. Keep them up for a second. If your hand is not up right now and you win, I promise I won't give it to you. No, I mean it. If this is too much energy for you to put out on your own behalf, your life's already guaranteed to suck. Guaranteed to suck. I'm feeling extremely generous this morning. I'm feeling really good. I love being here. Yes, no doubt. Thank you. I love being here. And I may just give away a one-on-one $30,000 private coaching session with me, depending on the enthusiasm level of the audience. So maybe. I don't know, maybe, almost. Yeah, I noticed you, lady. You stood up. I noticed you already. I'm itching to give away cash to you. That's what I'm doing. How many of you want to get as much as you can out of our 90 minutes or so together? I want that too. You know, you've been hearing from some absolutely amazing people inside of the real estate space. You're going to hear from some more this afternoon and also tomorrow. I am odd. I'm telling you up front, I'm odd. And don't nod your head so fast. Look, like some of the people that knew me were going, oh, yeah, that's true. That's very true. I am odd. I am the unique portion of all this, yet I'm the thing that's going to protect the investment you make and all the training you make in any other area. Who here believes it's possible for you to be a multimillionaire? Put your hand way high, say, oh yeah. Who here now believes not only is it possible, there's a million ways to become a multimillionaire, and certainly real estate investing is right up there at the top of the list. Put them way high, say, oh yeah. So if it's possible for you to be a multimillionaire, and there's a million ways to do it, including what you're already learning, if you are not yet a multimillionaire, how many of you realize there's only one reason? The reason is you. Who realizes that? So I came here to change you. That's what I came here to change. So what I'd like you to do is take a clean sheet of paper, and I'd like it to be a clean sheet, nothing else on that paper, and there's a reason for this. I'm a hypnotist, as you know, and I understand how to get to people's subconscious minds. There's something in your mind that has been inhibiting you from being able to perform at the levels you know you can. How many of you know people that are less talented than you, less effective than you, less hardworking than you, that are producing way more success financially than you are? Who knows people like that? How many of you like to strangle those people? I say don't strangle those people. I say figure out what's going on in their head and plant every thought, every belief, every skill set that they have in your head, and you will produce similar results. There's no way around that. Clear big block letters across the top of a clean sheet of paper. I want you to write these words. The words are, take action now. Take action now. Now, when? Tomorrow never comes. How many of you are older than you thought you would be at this point in your life? Who understands what I'm asking you? How many of you thought you'd have more money at this point in your life? How many of you thought you'd be happier at this point in your life? How many of you thought you'd be more fulfilled? Maybe your relationships would be better. Maybe your health would be better. I made a mistake about 17 years ago. I hypnotized a young woman in my audience to fall in love with me. I was back in Boston. It was 17 years ago. She's substantially younger than me. I'm a really good hypnotist. And we were playing racquetball 2 weeks ago. That's the unfortunate part. We were playing racquetball 2 weeks ago, and I tweaked my knee pretty badly. And so up until a couple days ago, I couldn't walk across the room. So if you don't mind, I'm going to stay fairly sedentary, if that's okay with you. Is that okay with you? And also the painkillers are kicking in real big right now, so I want to give you as much as I possibly can. I was born and raised, it's so good to be back in this part of the country. This is my part of the country. I was born and raised on a farm in Michigan. We had no running water. We had no electricity. We had no phone. Often we had little, sometimes no food. I have 10 siblings. There are 11 children that my mother birthed. Often we had little and sometimes no food. Twice we were homeless. The second home I lived in was a converted chicken coop. The local community realized we were going to die being homeless in a cold Michigan winter, so they converted a chicken coop, and we lived there for about 4 years. It had running water, had electricity, no adverse side effects. Don't cry for me, though, Argentina. These days, my life is beyond what I imagined, way more than I could have ever dreamed. These days, my main residence is a 17,000-square-foot home in Las Vegas. We call the place Prosperity Palace. Oftentimes people walk into the foyer and they say, I think I may have stayed at this hotel before. Often I watch MTV Cribs and feel really bad for those poor whittled up rock stars. I do. It gets hot in Vegas. It sure does. When it gets hot in Vegas, we go to our beach home. Our beach home is right on the ocean in a little town, North County, San Diego, called Carlsbad. We are right on the ocean. This is the view out my back window every single evening. This is what I flew from yesterday, actually. How many of you think that this view could inspire you to produce at a slightly higher level? Put them way high, say, oh yeah, it can. It certainly does. I want you to write down a few years ago, right when COVID hit, actually, I had finished a movie, and the movie is called Tranced. And the movie, while you watch it, it actually hypnotizes you to experience what the lead character on the screen is experiencing. So when she feels hot, you feel hot. When she feels cold, you cuddle up against your date. When she has an orgasm, you have an orgasm. We think that people are going to come repeatedly. We do. We think that initially people are afraid of hypnosis. Are these your kids beside you? These?
No, mine's in the back
somewhere. Are you guys children of anybody near you?
Yes.
No? Nobody's claiming you guys? Yeah, how old are you, young man?
13.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Give this young man a huge round of applause. So proud of you. It's awesome to be here. I have a 12-year-old son. His name is Sterling Marshall Silver, like his father, but a little more refined. I have another son named Maximus Marshall Silver. He's 10. And then my daughter, Prosperity, she's 8. And I love young entrepreneurs. How many of you realize that's what they should be teaching kids in school? And how many of you realize this community is different? So I write this movie called Trance, hypnotizes you to experience what the lead character on the screen is experiencing. It's about a young, unwed mother and her search for meaning in her life. I wrote the script, I executive produced it for $2 million, I starred in it. The hero of the film is a man named Sterling Wins. He is a philanthropist billionaire. So when I was designing the character of Sterling Wins, I said to myself, where would this guy live? And I found a 25,000 square foot palace up in the Hollywood Hills in California that was built for the Sultan of Brunei. And when I saw the house, I said, that's where he would live. And then I said, okay, what would this guy drive or be driven in? Now, I have been teaching people for over 40 years, and I have many millionaire clients, and I have some billionaire clients as well. And it doesn't matter. Millionaires and billionaires, they have a tendency to be a bit of control freaks. We take charge of what we can take charge of. We let go of the rest, but we take charge of what we can take charge of. And so when I was thinking about Sterling Wins, what would he drive or be driven in, the moment I saw the car, I said, that's the one, the brand new Rolls-Royce Phantom. Now, I myself think any man that needs a $450,000 automobile to get from point A to point B, they're making up for a shortcoming elsewhere. So you would never see me driving a car like that. Yet in order to make the movie, I had to lease the car for 10 days. The first day I'm driving in the car, I'm thinking, what a boat. Why would anybody want this? The second day I'm driving in the car, it starts to feel a little bit better. Third day I'm driving in the car, I pull up to a stoplight, and beside me at the light was a car filled with very beautiful women. And I noticed when they pulled up to the stoplight, they're beeping on their horn, they're rolling down their window, they're attempting to get my attention. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I bet they think the car looks pretty good too. I bet they do. I bet they do. Woman in the back seat's persistent. She's rolling her window down. Excuse me, excuse me. I rolled the window down. I said, good evening, can I help you? She said, excuse me, but do you have any Grey Poupon? If you're laughing, you're at least 40 years old. I went out the next day, bought a brand new Rolls-Royce Phantom. Yeah. Who here still thinks nobody needs a $450,000 automobile to get from point A to point B? Then you've never driven one. I want you to write this down. Oliver Wendell Holmes said, a mind once expanded can never contract to its original state. I want you to write this down. A wallet once expanded will never contract to its original state. I'll repeat that. In fact, if you want me to repeat anything, all you've got to do is think to yourself, Marshall, please repeat that, and I will. I am telepathetic. Telepathetic. Apparently, most of my jokes are just for me. A wallet once expanded will never contract. Once you get used to living a larger life, you won't go back to living that other life. You'll stay living that expanded life. In the United States, there's approximately 5,000 airports. I want you to write down a phrase. The phrase is, what is the highest and best use of my time? What is the highest and best use of my time? Abraham Lincoln said, if you've got an hour to chop down a tree, you spend 40 minutes sharpening that axe. Now, you can chop down a tree with a dull axe. You can. You can step up to that tree, you can whack away, and after about an hour, that tree's likely to fall. The challenge is you'll use your entire hour up, and by the time you're done, your hands will be blistered and bloodied. You won't be able to do anything else. How many of you does that sound like a job to? You work hard, you do your very best to get ahead. At the end of the day, you're not ahead, and you're just worn out. On the other hand, if you step back and you sharpen that axe for 40 minutes, it'll look like all the whackers are getting ahead of you. They'll all be whacking at the tree. It'll look like they're getting ahead. They're not. At minute 41, you step up to your first tree, you swing that axe, whoosh, it falls. One swing. Next tree, one swing, it falls, it falls, it falls. 20 minutes, 20 trees later, and your hands are fine. You are the axe. I am the grinding wheel. Write these words down. I'm working too hard. Read it first person, not Marshall Silver works too hard. I'm lazy. I really am. I don't do anything I don't want to do. My knee is in pain right now. It is. I won't deny that. It feels like there's a knife in it and it's turning. And yet nothing would have stopped me from getting here. We had challenges with transportation getting in. I feel really bad about not doing the show because who has seen my show before? I see a few familiar faces. I really love doing the show, and I missed doing the show last night. To make up for it, in a moment, I'm going to bring somebody up on the platform, and I'm going to hypnotize them, and I'm going to sell them something they don't even know they wanted. Who wants to be that person? Pause. Out of this room, I see about 11, 12 hands in the air. 11, 12 hands. Not surprised your hand is in the air, young man. No, I mean that. Boldness is rewarded. And oftentimes, younger people don't know they're not supposed to participate in everything, so we do. No, I mean that. I'm you. I'd sit front row center. I'd volunteer for everything, because if I'm going to be somewhere, I'm going to be there fully. So compliments to you again. I couldn't help notice, though, that only about a dozen hands went up out of a room of people that have already told me you want this to be your first million or your best millions year. And I cannot help but ask myself, what's the reason that more people didn't put their hand up and volunteer to come forward? And then I remember, oh, here's what it is. Two things. Number one, I said I was going to bring somebody forward and hypnotize them. And while you may not have seen me last night, some of you may have seen a hypnotist at some other time, and you're afraid. You're saying, no, you get me on stage, you'll have me singing like Taylor Swift. And frankly, at this point, you would think all of us would want to sing like Taylor Swift. Some of you are thinking, no, you get me on stage, you'll have me stripping like a Chippendales dancer. Believe me this, there are some of you I pray I never see strip like a Chippendales dancer. But here's the bigger reason. I said in a moment I'm going to bring somebody up on stage and I'm going to hypnotize them to buy something from me. And the moment I said that, your arms crossed and you went into defense mode. The moment I say that, it triggered something on a subconscious level that immediately put the brakes on you. Write this down. Every single thought has a physical response in the body. It is impossible for you to hold the truth in your brain without telegraphing it to the outside world. I'm going to ask a hard question. Yes, I'm going to ask a hard question. Every single thought has a physical response in the body. It's impossible to hold a thought without telegraphing that thought to other people. I said I'm going to invite people, one person up on stage, and I'm going to hypnotize them to buy, and out of a room of hundreds and hundreds of people, 12 people put their hand up. Why is that? Because most people have a built-in subconscious resistance to buying. Guess what? Millionaires and billionaires, we don't. We buy things. It's good for me. It's good for the person I'm buying from. It's good for the entire economy. Everybody wins. I want you to write a word down. The word is velocity. Velocity. The word as it pertains to your wealth means the speed and frequency in which your money changes hands. Just write it down, I'll explain it. Velocity as it pertains to your wealth is the speed and frequency in which your money changes hands. Let's imagine I'm down in Las Vegas. And I am working for the weekend. I'm supposed to head home to the beach house on Monday morning. My family's all there. And I decide, I get my work done at 5:30. I decide I'm going to go home early. I'm not going to wait till Monday morning. I want to get back to my family. It's my pilot's kid's birthday. So I don't want to call him and ask him to fly me down to San Diego. So I say, you know what? I'll just drive. I'll jump in the Rolls Royce. I'm going to drive down to San Diego. Normally, for most people, it's about a four hours, 30-minute drive. For me, it's about 3.5 hours. I drive fast. I admit it. It's all open road. I like driving fast. And so I get in the car, and I start driving to San Diego. Unbeknownst to me, it's Electric Daisy Carnival Weekend. So for you old people who don't know what Electric Daisy Carnival Weekend is, because I didn't know what it was, it's a rave. It's where 150,000 people wearing furry hats and glow-in-the-dark necklaces and bracelets, smoking funny little cigarettes, all come down to Vegas and hang out for the weekend. Well, it just so happens I'm on the freeway when they're all returning to Southern California, because that's where people that do those things live. So I'm in the car and I'm headed back to Southern California. We're bumper to bumper, and I am 6 hours into a trip that should have taken me 3.5 hours, and I'm only 3/4 of the way there. I am getting tired. And I realize I need to either pull over and get a cup of coffee, or I need to pull over and get a place to sleep. I'm exhausted. There's this little flea bite town in the middle of nowhere, and there's really not much there. There's a motel. Well, the letter M is burned out on the sign, so there's an O-tel there. There is a bar restaurant. There's a gas station, automotive repair store, and a grocery store. There's nothing else there. So I pull off the freeway, and I pull into the O-tel, and I pull into the parking lot, and there's no cars there. The sign says vacancy, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, no kidding. And I go inside, I walk up to the counter, and I say, how much to stay in your fine establishment? And the man behind the counter says, it's $100. And I look around, and I say, are you kidding me? $100? He says, we're the only game in town. And he starts to look and sound a little bit like Jack Nicholson in The Shining, so... I'm a little concerned. I say, okay, no worries. I tell you what, how about I put $100 on the counter. I sit on the counter, and I'm going to go check out the room. If I like the room, keep my money. If I don't like the room, I'll come back, get my money, get a cup of coffee, I'll be on my way. Fair enough. I no sooner get out of eyeshot, he grabs my $100 off the counter, runs across the street to the bar, slaps it on the bar, and says to the bartender, this should take care of my tab. Bud, the bartender, grabs $100, hands it to a guy drinking across the bar. He says, hey, John, this should take care of the groceries. I bought it at the grocery store. John takes the money, hands it to the guy he's drinking with, says, hey, Rusty, this should take care of the repairs you did on my car. Rusty takes $100, winks at the woman at the end of the bar, says, you know what this is for. She grabs the $100, runs back across the street over to the motel, puts it back on the counter and says, honey, I wanted to pay you back the money I borrowed from you. I decide I'm not going to stay. I reach down, grab $100, and I leave. Go get a cup of coffee. I'm on my way. My question to you is, were those debts paid in full? They were, weren't they? They were, because that money changed hands. In the United States, there's 5,000 public airports, 5,000 places you can go to, fly anywhere you like to. My home in Carlsbad is halfway between San Diego International Airport and Orange County John Wayne Airport, so I'm about halfway between the two. You've got to allot for a little bit of traffic, so I always allow for 90 minutes if I'm going to a commercial airport. When you get to the commercial airport, I need to park in long-term parking because I'm usually gone for a few days at a time. So if you park in long-term parking and you jump on the shuttle, you got to add another 30 minutes to that, just to be sure. When you get to the airport, you have to allot for 90 minutes before your flight takes off just to get through TSA. And if you're going through TSA and you have one of these in your hands, they take it from you, don't they? They say, you either need to drink this or, as I recall, we're going to take this from you and throw it in this barrel over here with other bottles just like this. Doesn't make any sense to me. So you're thinking this might be a bomb. So if I drink it, wouldn't that make me the bomb? I mean, I think I already am. I do. And I'm no expert on explosives, but if you throw this in a container with a whole bunch of other things that also might be bombs, you might not want to store so many bombs so close together. You might not want to do that. I wouldn't do that. You get on the plane, and it's elbow to elbow. They've shrunk the seats. They've shrunk the legroom. Everything about it is horrific. You get off the plane, you waddle over to bag claim, you got to stand there because they don't start taking the bags off they don't put the bags on the carousel until they've gotten every single bag off the plane. So you're probably talking at least another 30 minutes at bag claim until you can schlep the bags through the airport to the curbside and get on your transportation. 4 hours, extra time. 8 hours, round trip. It's enough to make a man want to shave his head. Clearly, sir, you fly commercially. I see that. In the United States, there's 500 commercial airports. There's 5,000 private airports in the United States. My home in Carlsbad, I bought because my mother was living in the next town, and I wanted to spend time with her before she passed. There's also an airport 11 minutes from my front door. I get in the car. I drive to the airport. When I drive to the airport, I don't park my car in long-term parking. I'm getting on a private jet. I pull the car right up to the jet. The grounds people park the car. I've never missed the flight because it always waits for me. There's zero stress. When I get on the plane, my favorite beverage, depending on time of day, is on the plane. And there's nobody on the plane that I don't want to talk to because there's nobody on the plane I didn't invite. When we take off and we land, a car pulls up to the jet. We immediately unload there, drive off the tarmac to our destination, 8 hours saved. This is the look of a man who has not, who's only flown commercially about a half dozen times in the last almost 20 years. This is the look of a man whose tray table was down on takeoff and freaking landing. I don't tell you about my private jet travel. I don't tell you about my Rolls-Royce Phantom or my palace in the desert or my home on the beach. I don't tell you about those things to impress you with me. It should be very clear to you very quickly, I'm already very impressed with myself. Here's why I tell you about all of that. I'm an ordinary man. I am not smarter than you. I am a high school dropout. I dropped out of high school because my mother was killing herself working three jobs and I knew I needed to help. I already told you I don't work hard. In fact, I don't work at all. Since I was 23 years old, I haven't had one day where I did anything I didn't 100% want to do. How many of you are looking forward to a time when all you do is exactly what you want to do? I've made over $600 million being lazy, doing exactly what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it, except I figured some things out that will be very useful to you. The first thing I want you to write down is those that think govern those that labor. Those that think govern those that labor. I would like permission to be honest rather than gentle this morning. Normally, I get a chance to kind of get to know you during the show, and then I come out here. I've got to cut to the chase because I've only got about, gosh, another hour and 25 minutes with you before I'm wrapped up, and the time's going to go by very quickly. How many of you would give me permission to be honest rather than gentle? I'm not a mean guy. I'm not going to be mean. I don't do that, except I don't like to waste time. I don't want to pussyfoot around and risk, you know, stepping on people's toes, hurting their feelings. Who here realizes it's literally impossible not to hurt people's feelings anymore? So why bother even attempting it? That's what I say. Why bother? Who here realizes there was a time when we could tell a joke and it was funny? Who here realizes there was a time when we could have completely opposing points of view and still like each other? There was, and I want to go back to those times. I want my kids raised in those times. That's what I want. Who here realizes that the government is not our friend? There, I said it out loud. I realize I'm in the middle of the Midwest, and, you know, we say things in Vegas and in San Diego, California, you wouldn't say elsewhere, but I'm going to say it here. The government's not our friend. Who here realizes, though, that we are our country? Yeah, we are the country. And so if you want to remember the government's not your friend, you got to remember that it's still our country and that we are the country. And so we're responsible for how the country goes, including standing up when we don't think things are right. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I also know for a fact that part of our challenge is sometimes people are worried that you know, they'll offend other people. I got to tell you, I have 10 brothers and sisters. I'm going to talk about a course called Turning Point. I've been teaching it for almost 40 years. Who here in this room has been to Turning Point? I know there's, put your hands high. I want to see. I know there's a few of you. We've been teaching it for 40 years. Turning Point is an event that does three primary things. Number one, it helps you understand your subconscious programming so you can understand what a millionaire thinks so you'll do what a millionaire does and produce similar results. The second thing it does is it teaches you skills of irresistible influence, how you can sell anyone anything at any time, which I'm going to demonstrate in a moment live in front of you. The third thing it does, though, I warn people in advance, it's going to turn up your wantingness. It's going to make you want a bigger life. Why is that useful? It gives you back your mojo. It gives you back your motivation. It gives you back your inspiration. I've made over $600 million in my career doing exactly what I wanted to do for my entire lifetime. I'm a very grateful man. There's nothing else that I want. Everything on my bucket list was checked off, and then I met my wife. Now, I was married twice before I met my one true wife, Erica. I was, and I'm really glad that I was. My two previous marriages were not so good. My wife, Erica, is the best decision I ever made in my entire lifetime. And if I hadn't gone through those other experiences, I would have never known this to be true. So I say that up front. Like I said, we've got three babies. All three babies were born at home in the bathtub via hypnosis. A lot of people would say they were conceived via hypnosis, and I wouldn't argue. No drugs, no doctors, no pain. I remember when I caught Sterling in my hands, I was in the tub with my wife. She was wearing a top. You know, we were filming it and streaming it live. She was wearing a bikini top. I was topless because we wanted ratings. And I caught the baby in my hands and I cut his umbilical cord. And I thought to myself and I said out loud to my wife, "I'm retired. I'm done. I'm never working again. I'm never leaving you. All I want to do is spend the rest of my life with my son and my wife." And then my son Maximus was born. I caught him in my hands, made a belly button for him. And I said, "Yeah, all I want to do is spend the rest of my life with the two boys and my wife." And then my daughter Prosperity was born. I caught her in my hands and, you know, made her a little belly button. I looked into her eyes and I thought to myself, little girls are really expensive. I need to get back to work. I do. I got to get back to work. I'm here to give you 110% of my energy. I want this to be a turning point for you. The turning point retails for $3,000. That's not the investment you'll make. I'm going to reduce the investment substantially, I mean, to a ridiculous amount, to an amount I've not given ever. I'm also going to give you a better than money back guarantee to make it completely safe. Except the challenge is something I've already said, and I want you to write this down verbatim. Those that are afraid to buy telegraph that fear when selling. I'll repeat it. Those that are afraid to buy telegraph that fear when selling. By the way, the more notes you take, the smarter you will become. The smarter you become, the richer you will become. The richer you become, the better looking you become. Trust me on this one. So you should take notes. I noticed that a lot of the wives are taking notes, and I see the husbands are like looking at them and kind of grunting when they hear something good. I think that third one is gas. The fact of the matter is, if your wife's taking notes, sir, and you're not, she's going to get smarter, better looking, and richer, and then she's not going to need you, so you should take notes. Yes, you should take notes. Those that are afraid to buy will telegraph that fear when selling. In a moment, I'm going to invite somebody up on the platform. I'm going to hypnotize them using what's called full awareness suggestions. It's going to look like a conversation. I'm going to sell them something they didn't even know they wanted. And when I'm done, they're going to say thank you. And they're going to mean it. Today, tomorrow, next week, 10 years from now, the end of their lifetime, they'll remember that moment that I sold them something and they will be grateful that I did. I charge $30,000 to reprogram a person one-on-one. I'm going to work with that person totally free. The one person I work with is going to be the only person I work with during this demonstration. They're going to receive more than anybody else in the room. They're going to receive 10 times the level of confidence when they leave here. They're going to be focused. They're going to be absolutely motivated. They're going to have the biggest financial year they've ever had, make more money than they've ever made in their entire lifetime. And I'm only going to work with that one person. Who wants to be that one person? Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Keep your hands up for a second. Look around the room. Look around the room. Notice the distinction in the number of hands that are up. Drop your hands down. Same exact offer, wasn't it? Same exact offer with a new frame. I'm going to hobble down here, and I know I'm going to regret it later, except it's worth it to me. I want to meet a couple people I have not met. I just want to shake your hand. I want to say hello. If I've never met you, put your hand into the air. Nice and high if I've never met you. Hi, I'm Marshall.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy. Nice to meet you. Hi, I am Marshall Silver.
Brad Schaefer.
Brad Schaefer. Did you guys notice a distinction between those two communications? What was the distinction?
I didn't say my last name.
Correct. That's it. I gave my first name out, I got first name back. I gave my first and last name out, I got first and last name back. Write this down. You get back what you send out. Always. Some of you, I said I was going to be honest rather than gentle. Some of you have been studying real estate investing for a long time, and you've never made an investment. I get it. In fact, I won't even have you raise your hand. It's the majority of the room. No matter what room I'm in front of, it's the majority of the room. Who understands what I'm saying? And there's no shame in that. So the question is, those of you that have invested in real estate, who would agree your first house, your first deal is the most difficult one? That you got to make the first one happen. And once you make the first one happen, it gets easy to do that again and again and again. There's a well-known expression that says your first $1 million is the most difficult one to make. That once you make $1 million, even if you lost it, because you know that you can, you would do it again. In fact, I'm absolutely certain if you took all the money on the planet and you divided it evenly amongst all the people, within 5 years, it would be right back in the same hands. Those that squandered would squander. Those that attracted wealth would attract wealth, and we'd have it all right back in our hands. I've made $600 million investing in real estate, creating products, producing entertainment product. As a celebrity, I've made money in so many different ways. I'm absolutely convinced, God bless you, that it's not about skill set. It's about who you are. If people say no to you a lot, it's because you're fun to say no to. How many of you would like to learn how to be fun to say yes to, put your hand up, say, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I notice some of you don't have your hands up. You're not saying anything. I promise you, you're somebody that's fun to say no to. Why? Because your face says no to everybody you look at. I mean that. You're not fun to be near. And because you're not fun to be near, people might tolerate you, except they're not attracted to you. One out of three of you in this room will never change your life one iota. No matter how many seminars you go to, no matter how many events you invest in, no matter what you do, you will not change your life one iota. One out of three. Who thinks even that might be generous? Put your hand way high. Yep. Do me a favor. Turn to your left. Note who is seated to your left. Turn to your right. Note who is seated to your right. Do they look fairly motivated? Yep. Then you're the one. You're the one.
Who do you think you are, rich hypno boy? I'll show you, my pretty.
I want you to. I really want you to. I want you to prove me wrong. I have 10 brothers and sisters. None of them have ever been to Turning Point. Hey, if you had a brother that had made over $600 million, had a home on the beach, had a 17,000 square foot palace in Las Vegas, flew around in private jets, how many of you would clear your calendar at some time in 40 years to come spend 2.5 days with him, put him way high, say, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to teach Turning Point here in Cincinnati in January. I've also got one coming up this month in Las Vegas. How many of you would clear your calendar either this month for Las Vegas or January for Cincinnati if I gave it to you totally free? Put your hand up and say, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep them high. Now, I'm looking around the room. If there's a hand in the room that is not up, I surrender. I realize I'm not your cup of tea. I don't understand you. Except I surrender. There's no point because if you wouldn't do it for free, you're not going to do it. I get it. Drop your hands down. Who here realizes not a chance in hell it's going to be free? It's not. Here's the reason it's not going to be free. How many of you, it's going to be massively discounted. I mean, so discounted, every single one that wants a better life is going to race out of their chair back to those two tables at the end of my presentation to get registered. It's not going to be free for this reason. How many of you realize if you had paid $1 million for this conference, you would be taking better notes? You would be. Write this down. People vote with their wallets. We commit with our wallets. I was done. I was retired. I didn't want to do anything else. All I wanted to do was sit on the beach and hang out with my kids. They say, to those that are given much, much is expected. I was done until, frankly, our last election. After our last election, I realized I needed to come out of retirement. I needed to come back and I needed to teach people. And I really, I am not a political person. I do have opinions though. And if you don't want to be attacked, don't have an opinion. I have opinions, so I get attacked. But again, how many of you would prefer that I was honest with you than pretended to be somebody else just to get you to come to my seminar? I happen to think that we are in some of the most challenging times we've ever had, yet I'm also of the belief we are on the verge of the greatest times you will ever see in your lifetime. And there's a lot of indicators showing us that. There's a lot of things that you should be excited about. Lots of changes are being made, except much like a fever, it gets really bad before it gets really good. Who would agree with that? That said, who here would like to eat fire? 10 Rambos in the room. Here we go. There we go. 18 inches of mouth searing, teeth melting, permanently scarring flame. Where's that photographer when you need her? Where is she? Wait for it. No, that's pathetic. Although if the five of you that were clapping could run around the room, make it sound like everybody was impressed, that would be great. No, that's okay. No, I'll earn it. I'll earn it. No, I'll earn it. I appreciate your love, though. I'll earn it. Why in the world would a man who's going to show me how to make this my first million or my best millions year begin his presentation by eating fire? Because the single emotion that stopped 98% of the people in this room from volunteering to eat fire is the single emotion that stops you from being a multimillionaire or even billionaire. What emotion would that be?
Fear.
Fear. Fear of what? Fear. Fear of melting the skin right off your face. Fear of singeing your nose. Fear that maybe I had a full head of hair when I started doing this. Which I did. Now, fear rears its ugly head in a lot of different ways. Sometimes fear looks like procrastination. Yeah, you know, I'll make an offer on that property tomorrow. Sometimes fear looks like complacency. You know, I'm making $100,000 a year. We're doing okay. We should learn to be happy. Ugh. Sometimes fear looks like being catatonic. You know exactly what you need to do, yet you cannot get yourself to do it consistently. Who here wants to lose a pound or two? I had open heart surgery about a year and a half ago, gained 45 pounds in 1 month, gained another 30 pounds in the following month. They were trying to figure out what was going on with my body. After a year of that, I went to my doctor. I said, maybe I'm just fat. I said, as much as I don't want to believe it, maybe something happened, except maybe I just also got lazy after my surgery. So I'm going to start taking the fat off. My top weight was 268 pounds. I am happy to say I'm at 248 right now. Slow down a little bit by the tweak in the knee, except I'm not stopping until we get back to 199. How many of you would like to know the formula that I'm using to take the fat off? Some of you fat people need to put your hands up. Get your hand up. Now, I can joke about it. Again, how many of you realize we've got to take charge of our lives? We've got to acknowledge where we are. There's zero doubt in my mind that you know, part of my knee damage is carrying around too much weight right now, and I acknowledge that. So here's the strategy I'm using. Write it down, because it's important to follow it verbatim. Eat less, move more. My wife eats whatever she wants to eat and never gains weight. She'll lie. She'll say she's 5 foot. She's 4'11". She's 4'11", and she's a perfect size. I love that size. She weighs 100 pounds dripping wet. She eats twice of what I eat every single meal, twice of what I eat every single meal, and she never gains weight. It's because her brain has a program that says she never gains weight. Her brain psychosomatically processes the food that she eats differently. So we've got to also reprogram our brain to do that. Whether it's eating fire, whether it's losing weight, whether it's making $1 million in a year, there's three things that you need to create anything you want. The first is something called self-mastery. Self-mastery. What is self-mastery? Total control of your thoughts and emotions. Total control of your thoughts and emotions. I really wanted to be here last night. I was quite frustrated when I found out that we weren't going to be able to make it. Extremely frustrated. I do drop F-bombs from time to time, and the moment I realized we weren't going to make it, I dropped one. My daughter was there when I dropped it. I looked at my daughter, and I said, please forgive me. She said, I've heard it before. And her mother doesn't swear, so whoops, okay. At the same time, though, drop the F-bomb and get over it. How many of you realize that most people need to get over things quickly? They do. Total control of your thoughts and emotions. Understanding this truth, write it down. What you believe to be true is true for you, nothing else. There are people crushing it in real estate right now. Hello, Richard Roop. Nice to see you. Hey, Bill. Nice to see you. Old school, old friends here. Nice to see everybody. What you focus on expands. When you focus on the good things in your life, you get more good. When you focus on the bad things, you get more bad. I've shared the stage with Donald Trump on over 30 occasions. Been backstage with him for hours. I feel like I know the man better than most. I don't know about anybody, even if I didn't know the man, my years from 2016 through 2020 we're infinitely more financially prosperous. How many of you would agree with me? No matter how you look at anything, those years were financially prosperous for me. We landed. I'm looking at gas prices here in Ohio, and I'm going, holy cow, I'm moving to Ohio. No, I'm not. I'm joking. Well, I don't like snow. That's why I left Michigan. I like visiting snow for 3 days. I do not like shoveling snow. And if you're a boy in my family, you were the one that shoveled the snow. So how many of you can relate to what I'm saying? Write this down. Reality is created by validation. Reality is created by validation. I can take any one of you, reprogram your brain with the thoughts of a multimillionaire, give you the skills of irresistible influence, program them into you so that they're not gambits, they're not techniques, they're not strategies. It's simply the way that you communicate so that you influence other people to want to throw their money at you. I could take one of you and make you a millionaire within a year. Who wants to be that one person? Put them high. Drop your hand down. Second question then. One of you is going to be the most successful person in this room based upon what I teach you. You're going to make more money than anybody in this room over the next 12 months. Who's going to be that person? Put your hand way high. If your hand isn't up right now, I question that. I ask you, what's the reason your hand isn't up? Oh, I don't want to put my hand up for you. I get it. You don't put your hand up for anybody. Drop your hands down. Yet you sit at home and you're miserable and you whine and complain and blame everybody else. Yeah, I wish that we had had another president during this cycle, except we don't. So guess what? How many of you realize we've got to play the hand we're dealt? That's all we can do. All of us, no matter what happens, we've got to play the hand we're dealt. So there's no complaining, no excuses, no blaming anybody else. It's my life. At the end of the day, my choice. In the last 40 years, about 80% of the people that I have trained have been real estate investors. There's a reason for that. Real estate, without a doubt, is one of the top vehicles you could ever enter into. You're with masters right now. Vina, I'm sure you guys realize this is one of the most successful RIAs in the entire country. Vina runs an amazing group. She's an amazing human being. She's a product of the product. Yeah, big round of applause. She's the rock star of rock stars. She's just amazing. The other instructors, the other teachers, the other trainers that are here, all of them are products of the product. They've all done what they're teaching you to do. So if they've all done it, then the challenge is, how do we get you to do it? How do we get you to do your first deal, if not your most deals this year? How do we do it? Because I've been training real estate professionals for so long, I could line 100 up on this stage, probably couldn't fit any more than that, 100 up on this stage, and every last one of them would say, the turning point was the best thing I ever did in my entire life. It was the number one thing that helped me start making the kind of money that I'm making inside of real estate. Give you an idea of some of the people that we have had through Turning Point, take a look at just a couple of the stories.
Hey everyone, Mark Risco here, and I want to take a minute to tell you about one of my mentors named Marshall Silver. I met Marshall Silver a little over 13 years ago at an event he put on called The Turning Point. Oh my goodness, did Marshall and The Turning Point change my life forever. You see, at the time I was a firefighter and a medic, and I was looking at just getting into real estate investing to supplement my income, to maybe supplement my retirement. I knew the ins and outs at the time of a beginning real estate investor, but what I did not know is how to have the mindset of a multimillionaire. And what The Turning Point was able to do for me, and what Marshall was able to do with me, is to be able to give me that mindset to make multimillionaire decisions, to give me the courage to understand about business and about real estate investing, to understand how I need to change the way I think to truly be a multimillionaire, to think like a multimillionaire, to actually do actions that a multimillionaire would do. If it wasn't for The Turning Point, if it wasn't for Marshall, I wouldn't be where I'm at today 13 years later. I cannot say enough great things about Marshall and about The Turning Point and what he was able to do for me and my mindset to leave that multi-millionaire lifestyle that I live today, to be able to have made the tens of millions of dollars that I've been able to make in the last 13 years, not only in real estate, but also in public speaking and training others how to live a life of freedom. So I can't thank you enough, Marshall. I can't thank The Turning Point enough. I can't recommend The Turning Point enough. It will be truly life-changing. So get to The Turning Point soon to go ahead and have your life changed forever.
Hi, Marshall.
Hey, Marshall.
You know, when I was a kid, I was a piece of crap. That's how I was subconsciously programmed. And anything and everything I've done, that programming never went away. Turning Point made that go away and created the possibility for everything else that's in my life today. That's the biggest and the most important thing that Turning Point did for me.
In the Turning Point, we did a 5-year vision, and one of the things I always wanted to do as a child was go to Taekwondo. My mom couldn't afford it. So in my vision, I had saw my black belt, and I also saw a book that I had written. And I think the most important thing and the most value I got out of the Turning Point is all the things that I saw came true, and it was effortless.
As a result of the Turning Point, we made $1 million. You gotta see this, guys. That is a check for not $1,000,010,
not
$980,000. It's a check for $1 million exactly written to our company, Superior Renovated Homes. So, you know, obviously we're supposed to do it, right? Well, we're currently sitting in my home. This is a home sitting on the side of the Rocky Mountains overlooking the majestic city of Colorado Springs. I bought this for cash. And I'm not really here often. In the last 6 months, I have traveled to, let's do this, so six countries, all for pleasure. So about half the time in the last 6 months, I've been gone. You know, we moved here to Colorado in 2014. Amy and I wanted to start a business. It was kind of a dream of ours to create a family business from nothing, and that's what we did. Amy's got the P&Ls here for 2015 and 2016. Show them briefly. See, these are real P&Ls. So what did we do in 2015, Amy? What's our gross?
2015, we did $2,240,100.52.
Not bad.
And in 2016, we did $6,091,040.89.
So those are some materialistic results of going to the Turning Point. Of course, Marshall, we recommend you to everyone. You know that. Anytime you come to Colorado, we bring oodles of people, usually to Denver, to see you. And we recommend you all over the country for all our friends, of course, including all the people maybe you're currently with or anybody ever sees this video. But we love and admire you, and we appreciate you as our mentor. And thank you for helping us create our lives as amazing.
Thank you, Marshall.
Make him feel good. What you believe to be true is true for you. What you focus on expands, and reality is created by validation. The more validation we have, the more real we think something is. Like I said, I can line countless people up that I've helped, except the common denominator is they had to say, help me. So pop quiz, who's heard me lecture before? This is not for those that have heard me lecture before, so don't you answer. You know the reason I don't want you answering. This is for everybody else. Two questions. Number one, how many of you are getting a lot out of the session and are glad that Vina invited me? Put your hand way high. Say, oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Second question for people who have never heard me lecture before. Who here believes that people just walk up to you and give you money for no reason whatsoever? Who believes that? Sir, your hand went up first before everybody in the room. I'm so glad you're only halfway down the room. What's your name?
Mike Krupa.
Mike, where are you from?
Louisville.
Louisville. What's your last name?
Krupa,
what is that?
Czech.
I'm Polish, so I understand. Okay. Mike, you believe...
I'm from Michigan, too.
You are from Michigan. Where are you from?
Near Traverse City.
Show me. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from...
Never mind.
Wrong way. I'm from here.
No, I don't get to do that very often, so here. I get it. It's fun. You believe people just walk up to you and give
Absolutely.
You money for no...
I've seen it happen.
You know what? All morning, I've been talking about the fact that what you believe to be true is true for you.
Yeah.
I talked about velocity. I spend money. I put money into the universe. If you believe people just walk up to you and give you money, then I believe this packet of money is yours. What do you believe?
I believe it, too.
Make them feel good.
Thank you.
You betcha. How many of the rest of you believe people just walk up to you and give you money? Put your hand way up. Some of you are learning. Some of you are going, no, you just gave all of your money to Mike. Trust me on this one. I didn't give all of my money to Mike. I got lots and lots of money. I do. I got boatloads of money. Boatloads. Get here earlier. Now, Mike may have never had someone walk up to him and just give him a stack of cash like that, except I promise you, Mike and the rest of you, People have been trying. I'm trying right now. For selfish reasons, I want you to be rich. Who here realizes when you're rich, you have more choices? Money cures most things. Who here realizes when you're rich, you don't have to worry about government healthcare programs? Who here realizes when you're rich, you have more choices in relationship? Just by the fact you're probably traveling more, getting around more, hanging out with a different type of people. Who here realizes that when you're rich, you don't get attacked as much as you get attacked by a bully that thinks they can attack you when you're not? Put them way high, say, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I got attacked by the government back in 2000. That's why I say the government is not our friend. When you come to Turning Point, I'll tell you more about that attack. Except if nothing else, what it taught me was you stand up for what you believe in no matter what the consequence might be. When I was a kid, I went to school wearing my sister's clothes and I got beat up by the school bully a lot. I stopped getting beat up by the school bully on the one day that I beat him up. I said, enough's enough. You're not doing this anymore. Who realizes sometimes that's what you got to do to the bully? I want this to be your biggest year ever. I want this to be the year you look back on and you say, everything changed for me in Cincinnati. Marshall Silver, during that presentation, lit a fire underneath me that will not go away. How many of you want this to be your first million, if not your best millions year? Put them way high, say, oh yeah. Now, I notice a couple of you still aren't putting your hands up, and I'm okay with that. I'm going to get back on my private jet. I'm going to fly back to Las Vegas. I'm going to get back in my Rolls Royce. I'm going to drive back to my palace, and I'm not going to think about the people that didn't put their hand up. I'm not, because I don't have that much energy anymore. Who here realizes there's a point where you've got to focus on the people that want help? You got to focus on the people that are willing to do something for themselves, and you've got to, frankly, let go of the ones that will not. I love my siblings. I love them very much. I don't understand them. I don't get it. I live a life most people would only dream of, and yet they've never gone to my seminar. And I know the reason. They think I got lucky. Except luck showed up in overalls, and I put the overalls on, and I got to work while they were playing softball or off socializing, doing whatever they were doing. How many of you realize that relationships are like scales and that they balance each other out? And when one side wants to grow, the other side has an option of either also growing or more times than not reaching over, grabbing this side and pulling it back down. How many of you told somebody you were coming to this seminar and they said, oh my God, you're going to another seminar? Don't let them try to sell you anything. As if you buying something was bad for you or bad for them, they'll never get it. They won't. And who here realizes chances are those people were family? They were family. They are. My kids are entrepreneurs. My daughter, Prosperity, launched her first company at 7 years old. It's called Prosperity Style. It's a high-end jewelry line. My son, Sterling, is a chef. He's already started a YouTube channel where you can go check out the stuff that he does. The Sterling Silver, if you want to check out my son. Kind of cool stuff. I'm going to bring somebody up on the platform in a moment. And I'm going to give them a massive gift. They're going to get more than anyone in the room who wants to be that one person. Only one person, put them high. At Turning Point, I have 2.5 days. And I teach it 10 times a year, by the way. I've got one coming up at the end of November. Because of the number of people, I don't blame you. I like your eagerness, yet you're frightening me. Don't come up yet. No, don't come up. Not yet. I understand. I mean, look at me. What's your name? Shannon? Shannon. Where are you from, Shannon?
Nashville.
Nashville. Who are you here with?
With
me,
Lori, a number of my friends from the Nashville
Rio. You're awesome, Shannon. You're awesome. I like that. I mentioned it earlier. I'm not sure everybody wrote it down. I want you to write this down. Boldness is rewarded. It sure is. Not baldness, although that too. No, you know it, sir. You know it. Boldness is rewarded. What you're looking for is in a place you haven't looked yet. Second thing you need to get anything you want in your life is you need the proper tools. You need the tools for the task at hand. Tools for the task at hand. What does that mean? The number one tool for making money is irresistible influence, learning how to sell. You think you're a real estate investor, you're not. You're a person of influence, you persuade. There's an adage that says the money in real estate's made when you buy, and I would mostly agree with that, yet you also need to learn how to sell while you buy. Who understands what I'm saying? How many of you would like to be so good at sales you knew you could sell anyone, anything at any time? I'm going to invite somebody on the platform, one of you, randomly, and I'm going to sell you something you didn't even know you wanted, strictly by full awareness hypnosis, and that person is going to thank me. I'm going to do it live in front of the whole room. How many of you would like to be so certain of your ability to influence you could make that bold claim up front and know that you would perform majestically every single time? Turning Point is going to turn your confidence up 10 times the level that it is right now in everything, in every area of your life, in your relationships, in building wealth, in how you interact with the world. If all Turning Point did was made you 10 times more confident, how many of you believe that would easily be worth a $3,000 investment? And we've had over 1 million people come through Turning Point already. I was gifted a second Rolls-Royce Phantom. I have no more space for it. We're going to drive the car into the room. I don't have any garage space. I'm going to sell it to the first person that has $50,000. Who wants to buy the car? If your hand isn't up, go home. No, I mean it. There's nothing for you to learn here.
I don't want a Rolls-Royce Phantom, Smarty.
Sell it. I gave my brother a Mercedes-Benz for his birthday. He promptly sold it and bought a beat-up old truck, kept the rest of the money. Some of you are saying, I don't have $50,000. Oh, my God. If you have a $450,000 asset you can get for $50,000, who here believes you probably can find funding? You can. Except that was one of the mental blocks right off the bat that your brain has to get through and say, don't ask, can I? Ask, how do I? You see, the distinction between millionaires and billionaires, we don't ask, can we afford something, to determine whether or not we want something. We determine what we want and then figure out how to afford it. I'm going to offer up Turning Point to you. It's going to reprogram your brain using psychoneuroduplication, a technology I created 40 years ago that has created more millionaires per capita, the number of people that have used the strategy, than any other strategy on the face of the planet. Because what it does is it programs your brain to literally see the world like a millionaire sees the world, act like a millionaire acts, to produce similar results. How many of you want that programmed into your brain badly? Second thing it's going to do is Turning Point's going to teach you the skills of irresistible influence. If all it did was taught you how to sell anyone anything at any time, who realizes that's easily a $3,000 value? And invite somebody up on the platform. They're going to get more than anyone in the room. Who wants to be that one person? Shannon, because you were bold, come forward. Make her feel good. Walk quickly. I get paid by the hour. I'm very expensive.
Okay.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Can I have you stand over here for me, okay? Lovely. Do you like hugs?
Sure.
You got to check in advance, I guess. I love people so much. The third thing you need to get anything you want in any area of your life is the ability to take action in the present moment. Before I tell you about the gift that I brought here for you, I want to tell you the second reason I'm here. First reason is I realize our economy needs me right now. My children need me right now. We are creating a young entrepreneur society where we're teaching kids how to launch their own businesses before they're 14 years old. And one of the things I'm positive about is when my kids come back and they say, hey, Dad, we've got new classes we want to take, whether it's music or jujitsu or baseball or whatever, and they tell me they're going to pay for it, guess what? They can do whatever they want. It's their money. Many years ago, I was performing in Las Vegas. I was doing my show 5 nights a week, 75 minutes a night doing my hypnotic show on the Strip, and I was making about $80,000 to $100,000 a week. Who thinks that's decent money? It's decent money. I couldn't afford to earn that now. One night I came home, and there was a message on my answering machine from my little brother. An answering machine was this box that calls would come into. And he said, there's been a tragedy in the family, call me back. I didn't want to call him back, Shannon. I love my family, and that's the challenge with having a big family. I called him back, and he said, LaLaina is dead. LaLaina was my 21-year-old niece, and she died of a heroin overdose. And people ask me, couldn't you have helped your niece? And the answer is absolutely. I helped myself overcome my own cocaine addiction in my early 20s, Yeah, I certainly could have helped her, except when I went to help her, she said, oh, Uncle Marshall, I'll get over it. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize heroin's not something you get over. I paid for rehab for her a number of times. I remember one of the times I paid for a 30-day program. She checked in on day one and for the 30-day program and escaped by day two. No money back. She called me on the phone about a week later. She said, Uncle Marshall, could you please pay for one more rehab? I didn't know what to do. If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same result. You've got to change your strategy on things. What you're looking for is where you haven't looked yet. And so I said, no, Lainey, I'm not gonna put you in rehab again, but I will help you call everybody whoever sells you drugs and tell them if they ever sell you drugs again, we're turning them into the police. That's what I did. That's how I stopped. If I couldn't get it, I couldn't do it. No, Uncle Marshall. A week later, Shannon, I got that call from my little brother, Lelania's dead. I love God. I've always loved God. And, you know, people that don't believe in God, it's okay. It works for me. And when Lainey died, I renounced God. I said, how could there be a God? You let my beautiful 21-year-old niece die. How could that be? And then I went through all the grief and all the stages that people go through, and ultimately I got back to a point where I said, what do you want from me? And God said, Marshall, I gave you great skills, and I want you to be more than just a star on the strip in Las Vegas. I want you to go change people's lives. And so I went out, and I started changing people's lives. I retired when my son was born, when my 12-year-old son was born. A couple years after that, I have a billionaire friend of mine whose daughter died of an opiate overdose at 21. And it reignited my memory of why I got into this work in particular, and the fact that I'm not allowed to walk away from it as long as I have a breath in me and somebody needs me. Before I come up on stage, I stand off to the side or at the back, and I do three things. The first thing is I say a prayer, and I always say prayers of gratitude. The second thing I do is I pray that there is a Lelania in the room. There's somebody in here whose life I can speak into in a way more than money. Money is the easiest part of your life, and I want you to get that, and I want you to understand it's a code. It really is. The challenge is it's not difficult, yet it's different than what you think it is. It's just different, and that's what I want to teach you at Turning Point. I want to show you what the distinction is, because when you get the distinction, you can make money with anything. I visualize how the event's going to go, and then I trigger. So here's my question. Now that you guys have had a chance to hang out with me for about an hour and 20 minutes, how many of you are really glad that Vina invited me? How many of you have gotten great value out of this time and realized it's what you needed this morning? Put them way high, say, oh, yeah. Thank you. It's made all the challenges we had with transportation. It's made walking around on my challenged knee, everything. It's made it all more than worthwhile. I'm very grateful that Vina invited me, and I'm extremely grateful to be here. Shannon, where are you from?
Nashville.
Nashville. I love Tennessee. Tennessee's awesome. I have a gift for you. I brought with me just for you, if you'll step forward one step, right there. I brought with me a second fire-eating torch just for you.
Okay.
How many of you saw Shannon make a bit of a face when I mentioned the fire-eating torch? When you come to Turning Point, either at the end of the month or in January back here in Ohio, when you attend Turning Point or any of the other 8 times I'll do it in 2024, I'm going to teach you something called cold reading. Cold reading is the ability to read people's body language before they say a word. How many of you think it would be useful to know when someone was lying by reading their body language? Oh, we wouldn't take a dime less than $500,000. But you know they're lying and you read their body language. How many would like to know what you do when you're lying so you don't do it anymore so you could lie better? You're naughty. You're just bad. I'm not going to ask you to eat fire, but how many of you saw the look on Shannon's face when I said I brought the torch with me? Her face kind of went, oh, crap, oh, my God. He's going to make me eat fire. It's not going to work. I'm going to drop it on the stage. The building's going to burn down. Everybody's going to die. It's going to be my fault. Ah! What I want you to do, though, is I want you to act as if you've eaten fire 1,000 times. Fair enough? And I'll show you how to do that.
Okay.
In fact, everybody write this down. The fastest way to change any habit is to act as if it's already done. The fastest way to be a millionaire is you must be a millionaire even before the money has been deposited in your bank account. It's the only way the money gets deposited in your bank account. By the way, for those of you that have videos or you're pulling your phone out to get a video of this, please do. Just make sure you hashtag it Marshall Silver. So I'm going to have you act as if you've done this 1,000 times. Fair enough?
Okay.
Hold the torch in your hand. Put it straight in front of you. I want you to put your foot down with some force and say, unstoppable. Shannon, I want you to imagine that the flame is already there. I want you to say the word yes.
Yes.
We can never get more by saying no. We can only hold a position. We can only advance by saying yes. People that become extremely successful, we say yes before we know how we're going to do it. We say yes, and then we figure out how to make it happen. Put your foot down, say unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Imagine it's there, say yes.
Yes.
Lick your lips, get them wet. Now lick them again, get them a little bit wetter. Now lick them really slowly. That was for me. Next thing I want you to do is I want you to breathe in deeply and hold your breath. Hold your breath. Hold your breath. Hold your breath. Exhale. That's it. That's the secret to fire rating right there. That's it. When your lungs are filled, there's no way to breathe in smoke or flame. You're totally safe. When you attend Turning Point, when you get up, when I get done, go back to the two tables and get yourself registered. When you get registered and attend Turning Point, and I teach you the skills of irresistible influence, you couldn't stop the money from coming into your life. Everywhere you go, the language patterns you speak will be so attractive. People will follow through, and whatever you're selling, they're buying. Who loves that idea? Say, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And not enough hands went up. I'll teach you something different. Who wants that? Say, oh yeah. Put your foot down, say unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Imagine it's there, say yes.
Yes.
Lick your lips. Breathe in deeply, hold your breath. Open your mouth, put it all the way in. Close your lips, tightly. Hold it, 1, 2, 3. Open your mouth, bring it out, say power.
Power.
When you close your lips tightly on the aluminum, it shuts off the air to the flame. It takes two things for a flame to burn. It takes fuel and oxygen, air. It does. Put your foot down, say unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Imagine it's there. Say yes.
Yes.
Lick your lips. Breathe in deeply. Hold your breath. Head back all the way in. Close your lips. Close your lips. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Open your mouth. Bring it out. Say power.
Power.
When I have you put it in your mouth, I have you close your lips and I have you hold it for 3 seconds. The reason I have you hold it is if you don't hold it, rather than going out, you'll actually build up gas in your mouth. And when you open your mouth, it won't go out. You'll spew out a 12-foot flame. Wow. Well, it's really funny for the people in the second row back. Part of the challenge for most people is they don't know how to keep their mouths shut long enough. It's a real power. It's a real skill set. How many of you realize that you may be pushing people away with the way that you communicate, and you don't even know what you're doing? How many of you believe you may be throwing wrenches in your own gears as an investor, and you don't know what you're doing? The deals just aren't happening. They keep falling apart. How many of you would like to make more deals happen more quickly? Say, oh, yeah. And how many of you want this conference to be that turning point? Say, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna happen sometime. If not me now, who when? Put your foot down. Say unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Imagine the flames there. Say yes.
Yes.
Lick your lips. Breathe in deep. Hold your breath. All the way in. Close your lips. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Open your mouth. Bring it out. Say power.
Power.
Shannon, what do you suppose is the reason I have you say the word power? It's hypnosis. Next week, next month, next year, you're gonna be doing a big deal. Maybe a big portfolio of homes or some multifamily offerings or maybe even commercial real estate. Whatever it is, you're going to be working on something big and you're going to be afraid. You're going to be terrified. You're going to say, this is the biggest deal we've ever done. I'm afraid. But then you're going to say, power. And your brain's going to say, I ate fire in Cincinnati. We're closing this deal. Shannon, I'm not going to ask you to eat fire. I will tell you, every single person who has commanded me to now light it up over the last 40 years has thanked me for it afterwards. It's one thing to be a fire stick holder. It's another thing to command me to light it up now and be a fire eater. What would you like to command me to do?
Light it up now.
If that's what you want. Shannon, you are about to get a standing ovation from the best looking, smartest people in the room. All the dumb, ugly ones will just sit there. Put your foot down, say unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Imagine it's there, say yes.
Yes.
Lick your lips. Breathe in deeply, hold your breath. All the way in, close your lips, close your lips. Hold it, hold it, open your mouth. Bring it out, say power.
Power.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Stand up for your peer. She's your peer, yeah. Shannon, when you woke up this morning, did you say, today I'm going to eat fire?
No.
I didn't think so. And now that you've done it, was it easier than you anticipated it would be?
Absolutely.
How many of you believe you might be making this entire real estate investing thing harder than it needs to be? Even if you're already successful, how many of you would like it to be infinitely easier? Say, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What you believe to be true is true for you. What you focus on expands. I want you to believe these folks are going to give you a huge round of applause and expect them to start right now. Do you like hugs?
Yes.
Me too. You're amazing.
Thank you.
God bless you. What's your step? Good stuff. Who's had a phenomenal morning? Who here realizes that I am about to offer you Turning Point? Who realizes that? I've not been covert about it. I've told you up front. I've told you the retail investment's $3,000 per person. I've been offering it for almost 40 years. That's not the investment you're going to make. I'm going to reduce it dramatically, substantially. I'm also going to give you a better than money back guarantee, so there is zero risk involved. And I'm going to throw in thousands of dollars in extra bonuses and benefits. Who here has loved the morning? Say, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When you attend, by the way, the third step in getting anything you want is the ability to take action in the present moment. Circle that one, actually, in your notes. Just circle it. You could have a bad attitude. You could have poor tools. And consistently take action toward what you want, you'll eventually get there. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut. It's a fact. When you come to Turning Point, I'm also going to give you two additional six-figure gifts. First six-figure gift is I believe that in this time, it's essential to have multiple streams of income. Who would agree with that? You got to find many ways to make revenue. I'm going to give you a side hustle that won't feel like work at all. It'll be fun. It'll be something you're frankly already doing that could generate thousands of dollars for you. And we also, as a part of what we do, help people find six-figure funding for whatever they want to do, whether they're investing in themselves, whether they're investing in real estate, whether they're investing in businesses. Not everybody will qualify, yet most people do. Before I tell you all about Turning Point, I'm going to give away some gifts. The first is called I Am a Non-Smoker. It will help you become a non-smoker in 7 days by stopping the program of your brain that causes you to trigger and want a cigarette. Sells for $50. Who wants it? Either for themselves or for someone they love. Say, oh yeah. Your hand went up first. Catch. Oh, okay. Let's see what he does. Chivalry. Chivalry. Good job, sir. What's your name?
Luis.
Luis. Good job. This is called I Am Permanently Slender. This is going to help you lose 2 to 3 pounds every single week. It's going to do three things. It's going to program your brain to eat less and better. Hold on a second. It's going to program you to exercise more, and it's going to program your brain to process the food you eat. I'm not going to give it to anybody who races, because then pretty soon everybody will be trained to race up to the stage. Who wants this badly? Say, oh, yeah. So I'm going to toss it randomly. Catch. We got it. Skinny lady got it. Great. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. It's not hard to hypnotize people. It's hard to bring them out of the trance they walk around in every single day. You hold beliefs. How many of you think you hold beliefs that are getting in the way? You do. You know, your parents said work hard to get ahead, not realizing that all of that was what was stopping you from getting ahead. Who here believes if you are programmed from the time you're born until you're 7 years old, that's who you're going to be unless somebody like me comes along? And who here realizes your parents, even if they loved you, didn't really have a clue? Say, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if they're here in this room, don't put your hand up. This is my self-hypnosis training video. It's a DVD. It's a video that for 90 minutes teaches you how to reprogram your brain in any area. Who wants more confidence? Say, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to overcome bad habits? Say, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Who would like to overcome insomnia? Oh yeah. Drop your hands down, everybody. Everybody in the room, including the people at the very back, all the way to the people in the very front. Everybody drop your hand down. Everybody has an equal opportunity to win it. Who believes they're going to win it?
I am.
Your hand went up first. Yes, you did. Oops, sorry. Oh, nah. Now you're just showing off. Way to go. If you couldn't believe that you're going to win a $200 video, how in the world could you ever believe that your whole life is going to change? How many of you would like to have an idea that makes you over $200 million? Back in 1994, I had an idea, and my idea was it's that most people don't learn. They've got to become someone new. And when you become someone new, you'll automatically do things in a different way. I created a program in 1994 called Passion, Profit, and Power to teach you how to have better relationships, more money, emotional, mental, physical, and even spiritual well-being. I put this on a 28-and-a-half-minute television show. We sold $120 million of this product in the very first year. Over 1.2 million units sold. These days, we sell it for $220. It not only teaches you, it literally programs you on a subconscious level to have more in your life. Who wants it? Say, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody in the room trusted me today. Somebody in the room trusted me. They commanded me to light it up now. Shannon, because you trusted me, I have a gift for you. Stand up, come forward. You are very welcome. My pleasure very much. How many of you would love to be able to tug on somebody's hand and make them collapse at your feet? It's called How to Hypnotize Others. This was actually filmed. I filmed two separate hypnotic techniques on Necker Island, Sir Richard Branson's private island. The video sells for $80. Who wants it? I'm going to go for distance if I see enough hands in the back up. Okay, so this section looks good over here. Here we go. Catch coming out. Yay. Yeah. It's called Take Action Now. How many of you wish you'd have taken better notes this morning? Yeah, me too. I told you to. How many of you would like this to be the beginning of a lifetime relationship with us? That's what I'd like. I'd love that. This lecture is actually a three-hour lecture. I'm about to wrap it up, tell you all about Turning Point. It's called Take Action Now. It is a 90-minute DVD. I take that back, three-hour DVD of this event. Who would like this? Say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're up front. Catch. I like to reward people to get here close. Oh, you want this badly. You need this badly. Your success as a real estate investor rides on the fact that you must have this in your hands when you leave this room. You want this badly. This is called The Secrets of Persuasion and Influence. Who wants this badly? Of course you do. I just told you did. I'm not going to give it to anybody that races this stage, but you should sit there. Let me tell you what this is. It's a three-part series. Section number one is six full-length audios. The audios not only teach you a tool belt of skills to be more influential, more persuasive, to master the skills of irresistible influence. And for the sake of my definition, I wanted to define influence not as getting somebody to say yes. Influence is getting somebody else to beg you for what you're selling and have them believe it was their idea. The second part of the series is a full-length workbook. The workbook will not only show you how to use those skills, it'll show you how to apply them. On negotiating your next major purchase, on your appliance, on a car, negotiating a new investment, it's also going to teach you how to influence your mate to give you more. Who wants to say, oh, yeah? The last part of this incredible system is three full-length videos. Video number one teaches presentation skills. How do you become a public speaker? Who here thinks I may know a thing or two about public speaking? Second thing it's going to teach you, it's going to teach you cold reading. The second video teaches you how to read body language. How many of you would love to learn how to read body language? We're going to talk about it extensively at Turning Point. The last video teaches embedded commands. It is a skill set, a communication gambit that is irresistible. It's what I used when I influenced Shannon to command me to light it up here on the spot and buy into the idea of Eaton Fire. Sells for $400. Who wants it badly? Listen very carefully. There are some people that do not need other people to tell them when they want something. I've already said that I'm going to reduce the investment from $3,000 way down. I'm going to give you a better than money back guarantee. And I'm also going to include a whole bunch of other bonuses. If you're the kind of a person that knows you don't need to wait for other people to make up your mind for you, and you know you're going to Turning Point, you know that you're about to leap out of your chair, race back to one of the product tables and get yourself registered for Turning Point, and you are one of the first people to stand up right now and get moving in that direction, I have an additional gift for you, but you got to get moving right now. I see the gentleman in the red hoodie got back there first, so I'm gonna make it better. All of you standing, keep going. I'm going to add an additional $1,000 bonus to everybody standing up and moving back right now. Every single person moving back right now, while the supplies last, are going to receive an additional $1,000 bonus. But you got to stand up. You got to get back to the back, to the two tables, because in a moment, those tables are going to be 100% slammed. And I believe by the number of people in the room, we're going to run out of the bonuses. Who here has loved what you've seen so far? Who here realizes you need Turning Point big time? You do need it. Before I tell you the amazing, irresistible offer on Turning Point, take a look at this video and see what Turning Point's all about.
Turning Point, a total change in direction for the better.
Who here is ready for a Turning Point? You absolutely have to have one, put 'em high.
The two-day Turning Point seminar is different than any other program in that it does more than just teach you the skills for your relationships, wealth, and power. It also programs you on a subconscious level to put those skills into immediate use.
This weekend is about empowerment. This weekend is about you understanding how to take charge of your own life.
You will learn total control of your thoughts and emotions, how to use PND, or psychoneural duplication, to take on the thoughts and actions of others to produce similar results, whether it's losing weight, changing habits, being a millionaire.
When you think what a millionaire thinks and you do what a millionaire does, you'll produce similar results.
You will learn to program these powerful tools at a subconscious level for immediate and lasting results.
Your conscious mind is what's called your critical factor. It's the mind you're using right now to determine whether the information I'm giving to you will work for you or not. Your subconscious mind, on the other hand, is merely a computer. It's non-critical. It doesn't even have the ability to make judgment. So all trance, hypnosis, reprogramming is setting aside the critical factor of your conscious mind and non-critically accepting suggestions.
And empowering.
To make a fear vanish, you must experience it fully.
As it helps you create your life exactly the way you want it. Bring your family closer. Find the love of your life. Create strategies for wealth. Learn irresistible influence and so much more. Because of the intimate nature of this course, seats are very limited. Register now before your life passes you by and there are no more turning points for you. Tens of thousands of people have learned this information and are using it daily.
You don't get angry if you get fired from your job and you know that within 2 years you will be a multi-millionaire.
It's your time.
There's a way for you to win this game that is different than how you're doing it, and it works.
It's your life.
When you learn how to do that, you become more powerful, and power is for use.
It's your turning point.
How many of you appreciate the fact? How many of you appreciate the fact that I've made learning fun? Say, oh yeah. Funny means money. I'm going to make an offer. I'm only here for 15 minutes. I got to get off my knee. I apologize. This is the offer. This is as good as it gets. I wanted to make up for not making it out here last night. So this is an offer we almost never do. First and foremost, Turning Point is an online program. You can take it anywhere in the world at your leisure, wherever you are. $3,000 investment to do that. Who here realizes if I'm going to personally reprogram your brain, it's probably better if you're with me in person? It is. I want you to be with me in person. We teach it 10 times a year. The in-person Turning Point is coming up in Las Vegas at the end of November this month. I'm here at the Cincinnati Airport Marriott in January. Live Turning Point, $3,000. Who believes it's important for your mate to be on the same page as you? Business partner, associate, family member. I want you to have somebody to keep you encouraged. I want to have that balance in your relationship. So I want you to bring a family member. If you brought a family member, $3,000 investment. If the two of you reattended for a lifetime, it's a $10,000 value. Here is the offer, $19,000 value. I will not only give you Turning Point remote. You can take it remotely. Turning Point live. Lifetime reattendance. Family attends for free for life as well. Here's the better than money back guarantee. So there's zero risk. If after attending the first day of the Turning Point, it wasn't 110% of what I said it was, everything and more, or you just don't even like the suit that I was wearing, I'll give you back 100% of your investment and you can keep $1,000 worth of goodies just for trusting me. 15 minutes, I'm going to leave, go back to my room, get off my knee. This is the window for your life to change forever. I came here to protect. Oh, by the way, one last thing I want to tell you. Sometimes I'm asked, how are you different than any other trainer, like a Tony Robbins or a T. Harv Eker or any of these people, Dean Graziosi, that might teach you? I don't just teach you. I program you on a subconscious level. It is the piece that has been missing forever. That's what's going to happen when you now attend Turning Point. If after attending the first day, it's not everything I said it was, I'll give you 100% of your money back. 95% off today only. $995 for you and that family member. And how many of you want everything I have on the table totally free? Put them way high, say, oh yeah, everything. For those of you that want that stuff free, there's hope.